Good morning. Yeah, hi. 8:35 a.m. Friday, May the 21st, 2021. And it's kind of a crappy morning. That's kind of a crappy morning. It's not technically overcast, but it's pretty overcast. There's a lot of clouds. There's just little tiny blue sky breaks. Way to the south, way to the north. If I didn't have such a distant horizon here, I would probably just say, yeah, it's overcast. It's kind of wettish, kind of humid. And yes, I know all those people who live in really humid places are laughing at my 20% humidity here, but okay, fine. What to talk about? Where to begin? There's so much happening, and yet there's nothing that's happened. The internal landscape has been kind of thrashing. I started out the month with high hopes, with good intentions, and immediately ran into 3 days of rainy weather, wherein I lapsed back into do I want to walk, and not walking. I'm going to lay a lot of it on to my inability to eject myself from ARC survival. It's not exactly Minecraft, but it has a lot of the same dangerous characteristics for me. And that's it. Oh, there's just this one other thing. Oh, there's just this one more. Yeah, I know. I'll shut it off right after I do this. Just this one thing. It'll only take a minute. No. That's taken more than a minute. Always does. So, my inability to wean myself from the game for long enough to take the walk has been a problem. And, yeah, I know, Well, just put it down. If I didn't know that I am neurodivergent, if I didn't know I had ADHD, it would be really easy to listen to the negative voices in my head. Not that ADHD is an excuse to be lazy or whatever you want to call it. Generally, it falls into the category. Yeah, well, you just have no self-discipline. That's actually true. I have none. I have almost none. Very, very little self-discipline. My executive control function is, at this point, so badly battered that I have to have a reminder to put on clothes. It's not strictly speaking, to put on day clothes as opposed to sit around all day in my pajamas. The routines that are supposed to support me have pretty much all failed. And continue to fail, in spite of the fact that I keep trying to restart them. Things like journaling. I don't remember when I last journaled. I do remember the last entry that I put in the journal, but it's still open on my desktop. An undated journal entry that says only, "I seem to have gotten lost." And I don't know when that happened. I didn't date it. I figured I would know when I put the next date in, or when I kind of surfaced again. Maybe I'll start that today. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. I was going to take today off. And I haven't had a day off since like the 25th or 6th of last month. So I was going to take today off. But when I got up this morning, I really wanted to get back into the story. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll get my writing done and then I'll take the rest of the day off. That's legit, right? No, it's not legit, but it's... I've made up one day for this month. I should be at like 42,000 and I'm only at... I should have been 40,000 and I'm at 42. So I've made up one day. And if I take it, then I'm going to be back to even again. So I'm sort of like, okay, you could do better than that. And the answer is, who's saying that? Who's saying that to me? You can do better than that. Who's saying that to me? Is it the story wanting to get out? Is it me trying to hew to some arbitrary schedule? Is it my blue collar roots where you get paid piecework, or you get paid for the hours you put in, or is it the what is it? Who's talking to me? I don't know. I don't have any good answers. I don't have any good questions at this point. I think that's one of the big problems. I don't have any really good questions. If you caught the tweet that I put up the other day, I know Dan Thompson did. I said something along the lines of, I've got 3 books in draft at the moment. I think that's true. Today's word count isn't going to take me over 300,000, but I'm getting really, really close. Siamese tabby mix. Interesting. Cat coming in the road. Chasing something under one of the big pine trees over there. I'm pretty convinced at this point that it's 3 books. Not just because of the word count, but because the story has broken into what I believe are 3 pieces, each of which has its own little arc to it. And I don't know how it's going to shake out, but I, for the first time in, well, for the first time ever for this particular book, I think I could see the end. I think I could see what might be the end. I think I could see something coming that might be the end point. This is new. I shouldn't be too surprised. It's been, what, 3 weeks? Now, today's the 21st. It can't be 3 weeks, but it's got to be nearly 3 weeks. There's plantings, spruce trees, and some sort of deciduous tree interplanted. They've put some foundation plantings in around the assisted living compound here. It looks nice. I've given my eye. It looks really nice. Oh, coming up. I like it. Ready? Sit with me. Monk post. Put my phone on airport mode. Airplane mode. I hope nobody calls me. I've got a lot of calls lately. Robocalls. All robocalls. It's like, okay, if I hear a robo voice, I'm hanging up. Solar energy companies really want me to put in their solar panels, because even though it doesn't cost me anything, they get paid. I understand that. And I tell you, if I had a decent roof, I faced the right direction, morning, I would definitely do it. I'd no sooner accept a deal from some robocaller than I would from the companies that keep calling and wanting to know if I would like a free estimate on my roof. I know I've talked about this before, but it's the sort of, the logic of it is, oh, look, we're going to make it easy for you to get your roof repaired. And we need the business. So let us give you a free estimate that tells you how much you need to replace your roof. And then you can take your $500 deductible from the homeowner's insurance and turn that into a new roof. And the logic of that is pretty clear. What's less clear is how that isn't, insurance fraud. Insurance fraud. Oh, the lilacs are out. Sorry for the, excessive sniffing, but it's, oh, they're lovely. Um, But yeah, how that's not insurance fraud. Because I don't have any confidence that the estimate they give me is legit. I know I've talked about that before. Dan asked me about it a little while ago. Out of my way. Yes, I know you're trying to yield for the pedestrian, but get out of my way. So, yeah, the story. I know I'm gonna get the... Oh, he was just in a hurry to end this story, so he cut it off. I know I'm gonna get that. Because I get it on every book. Or nearly every book. Sounded like a fire truck was driving right up my butt. So yeah, I know that's gonna happen, so I'm not really worried about it. Like, people don't seem to understand. The story ends when the story's over. The book ends when the story's over. When the story's over, there's nothing left to write. And yeah, I've been known to go back and put in a denouement after the ending. Like the last chapter in South Coast has a denouement. The last chapter in Finwell Bay has a denouement. So does actually all three of those books. So does The Fire Called. I'm trying to remember if this one had the end of it. By Darkness Forge. I think there is. It's a short one, but I think it's there. I really like putting them in. It's sort of like... From a pacing standpoint, it's sort of like, okay, you can take a deep breath now. Not like... not like my books are... You know, sit on the edge of your seat, but kind of like a gentle reintroduction to, okay, the story is going to end, so you might want to think about what you might going to read next, because these people are going to go off and do something else. There's still a lot of work to do. There's still a lot of work to do on these three books. I'm going to keep calling it these three books, even though it's one file at this point. It's one huge file. There's still a lot of work to get the three books into shape. That's the bad news. The good news is that when I have it close enough, I can then go back to book one and put it in its final shape, and people begin to get some beta readers for it and see if it works and all of that stuff. Get it off to Give it off to the editor. Give it off to Karen. Tell us what new player features you'd like to see. Okay. I wonder if they'll take out the gazebo. And then it would just be a place in the park where it's, you're too late, Eric, is the Pokestop. And it isn't a picnic table with gazebo on. A gazebo with picnic tables under it anymore. That would be hilarious. Hilarious. At any rate. So, yeah. I'm almost back. Last street. My lilacs are up. Look at that. Must be lilac season. My poor fences. That's going to cost a lot, but I probably just need to bite the bullet and have it done. So, yeah, hi. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.